Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Baba wethu namandla ekseni, uNkulunkulu wethu namandla, siyabonga dwala lensindiso yethu. Siyabonga baba ukuthi inkosi yamfuna sifinde ufunde ukulinda ngoba uthe inkosi yamasihlala kuwe namazwi ahlala emlonyeni yethu the noma ngabe yini siyoyicela egameni lika Jesu wathi siyokwenzelwa baba ekuseni siphakamisa izandla sithi ngempela baba wena uyingcwela kekho uNkulunkulu ofana nawe phakathi kwawo uNkulunkulu abathenjwayo baba siyabonga ukuthi ithemba lethu likuwe usho njalo obhala kahle uthi baba babheka kuwe phezulu bakhanya baba wethu namandla nakulesikhathi moya ongcwele nkosi yami siphakamisa wena sithi ngempela unguJehova ophakeme baba wethu namandla wonke elithizwe lenkosi indlu kaDavide baba wethu namandla yathi nayiqindezela yabi phakama siyabonga baba wethu namandla wonke ukuthi konke kuwe kusebenzele ukulunga kwabathanda uNkulunkulu nababizwe icebo lakhe seni moyo ongcwele siphakamela kuwe sizothi baba yenza thina yenza ngathi ngoba uthe nkosi yami baba udinga abantu abazokuma esikhaleni sesango baba bavusa uthango ekuseni baba sibiyela uthango lakho ngegama likaJesu waseNazaretha uthe ezwini lakho the gate of hell shall not prevail baba ekuseni ngegama likaJesu siyakholwa ukuthi wena unguJehova ohlele mba amagebhuge pohamba pambili othe nkosi yami baba wethu uyikuvuma ukuba unyawo lethu lushelele baba wethu namandla wonke ekuseni siyabonga ukuthi uthasothi baba wethu osezulwini mali ngqwelisa igama lakho umbuso wakho mawufike emhlabeni tando yakho mayenzeke baba wethu emhlabeni njengoba yenzeke ezulwini baba simile sime simemezela intando ukuthi baba yehle nangale ikhathi ezinje la nkosi yami baba wethu namandla othe impact singeyethi ngekaJehova baba wethu namandla wonke thwala bandla likaKristu umzimba kaKristu ekuseni siphakamela kuwe sithi bayede ezulu lemfihlakalo sithi bayede edwala lensindiso yethu othe nkosi yami baba londa u-Israyeli akazela kalala uthe nkosi yami ayukuvuma ukuba unyawo lethu lushelele nasekuseni phakama uNkulunkulu wethu namandla wonke nababantwana bakho nalibandla lakho baba nazinqeku zakho nawumkhumbi baba ekuseni sithemba wena nkosi ukuthi baba wethu onamandla lithi izwi lenkosi bamvusa uJesu bathi rabi awukhathali nasifa baba siyabonga ukuthi konke kuyenzeka kokholwayo baba siphethe ithemba othali jabhisi wathi ukukholwa baba kuqiniseka kwezinto ezithenjwayo singabona baba simi siyamemezela simemezela ukunqoba ekuseni egameni likaJesu baba nababantwana bakho abathunjiwe ekuseni baba siyamemezela siyobahlwitha baba wethu namandla emkhathini phansi olwandle wonke amazwi baba esitha ngegama likaJesu waseNazaretha uthe nkosi yami asigcine inhliziyo wathi ngilapho nkosi yami baba wethu namandla wonke kunakho konke baba ekuseni sisho njalo ekuseni sithi baba nayi inhliziyo yethu uNkulunkulu wethu namandla wonke angosi yami baba senze sibe ngqwele siyathandaza baba wethu namandla wonke kukho konke sikhulekela ukulalela wena sikhulekele yakho intando ezimpilweni zethu phakama njalo baba nayi radio pulpit moyo ongcwele nangu sisayanda nababantwana bakho babe ekuseni baba wethu namandla lona loya wazisima andlula kiso unguJehova othe umkhulu nezimo thi ungaphezu kolwandle wathi ungaphezu kwabathakathi baba nasekuseni siyazi ukuthi wena ungenza konke elakho iqebo lingevinjwe isitha namadimoni baba siyabonga ekuseni egameni elingaphezu kwamagama wonke amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. 11 minutes after 6 is your time. My family, this morning, ndifuna ucingba inoba uThixo seyithethile ndifuna ucingba noba mntasekhaya ubucingba uzawulala umamela imvula this morning that angeke kuvume angeke kusavuma ungavula umlomo wakho uthandaze this morning noma usathandazanga you know emsakazweni just uthandaze endlini yakho this morning ke kuvakala iphimbo lakho you know in the heavenlies this morning siyabulela mamlangeni the Lord bless you daughter of the most high and ndifuna ucela tata bethu bakhe bakuthandazele mama ke sukubambe ngesandla you know ke siyambe nawe lendlela yobunzima ke sokuthandaza sebazalwane umamlangeni sizawudinga uba masithandaze kunemeko nje you know engafuni usuka ekumele sidile nayo ebomini bakhe this morning we really bless the Lord bazalwane for everyone you know that the Lord has touched this morning for everyone in whom the Lord has placed a message anything a song a prayer to edify the body the lines are open 012-334-1322 this morning otherwise drop us your voice note on 0826572729 maske simve uthixo uba uthini na apha kuwe namhlanje ekseni uthini uthixo uthini meko yokholo lakho this morning uthini uba how's the temperature sifuna umvuthixo othetha nabantu bakhe ngenxa yokuba ebathandile this morning mam pinki siyabulela siyakubulisa mama good morning to you
Baba siyabonga ekseni.
Ewe bawo.
Good morning ayanda mntanami. Jehova nomusa. Sibonga uvuka. Siyazibongela uNkulunkulu namandla ukuthi usiphathe ngesihe nangomusa. Siyabonga Jehova Kristu masiyengcela ukuthi la singayenzanga kahle khona baba wena bese uyabuya. Correcta masiyengcela. Baba umntwana ongakhuza ongakhalinywa. Umzali akayenzi kahle ufanele baba ukuthi masihamba ngeincundo zethu nokukhukhumala kwethu usikhuze ngoba lezwe akuselethu elakho msiyengcele siyabonga emagumbini ami omhlaba baba ukuthi usikhuze hlala usikhuza baba ngoba senzi kahle phambi kobuso bakho asenzi kahle baba sizitshela ukuthi siyithi sikhohle ukuthi siphethwe uMsingcwele sicolele uNkulunkulu namandla makudilike ukukhukhumala phakathi kwenhliziyo zethu uMsingcwele makudilike ukukhukhumala phezukwethu Nkosi yami nabanye abantu asibaboni ngoba sikhukhumele kakhulu uNkulunkulu namandla oh baba susa ukwazi phakathi kwethu Nkosi yami sikhumbule ukuthi sikhonza wena uNkulunkulu namandla Sikhonza wena director yempilo zethu sikhonza wena Jehova sithandayo abantwana bakho vele uzosikhuza uNkulunkulu namandla ingathi singamamela emagumbini amane omhlaba ngiyenyisho ngithi it's not about ukuthi sishumayele phakathi komsakazo we radio pulpit isabathu ukuthi si respect simamele wena uNkulunkulu namandla singazenzeli thina baba Sichutshe umoya ongcwele khulume wena ngaphakathi kwethu Nkosi yami sizokwazi ukubona ukukhulu bakho Jehova noMusa ezinye izinto zimoshwa yithi Nkosi siyazazisa thina ukuthi singabobani
which is wrong
oh father God emagumbini amana omhlaba siprune la singayenzanga kahle khona ngoba yes kubhlungu nesinsikhathi siza kusola kanti wena baba wenza into ebalulekile ufanele babukhweleke ngasonke isikhathi Jehova siyabonga mawukhuluma nathi mihla namalanga nesinsikhathi sibona sengathi siyahlupheka sihlupheki uyasikhuza sihambi kahle mele sivume mele sisarende sisalute sithi baba uyingcwele akekho ufana nawe akekho Nkosi yami we navigator yemizimba yethu nengqondo konke kwethu phethwe uwe Oh masiyengcwele ngathi singakumamela singakumela Jehova masiyengcwele siyabonga ekseni singabomama singabobaba singabantwana singabogogo singabomkhulu masibonge ukuthi sichutshwa izwi lakho masiyengcwele siyazibongela oh mntanami have a lovely day uNkulunkulu akwenze kahle mihla namalanga amen
Amen, Mama. Amen. Amen. 012, my family, 334-1322. Uthini uThixo kuwe namhlanje kuseni nansi incandweni. Christ Ambassadors. Bathi umdumise njalo. Oh, siyabulela Mam Pinky this morning. Umdumise njalo. Uthi Mam Pinky xa ithandaza ecengana nobawo uthi ubufanele bawo uthetha nathi ngoba umzali ongakhoziyo xa kusonakala asingomzali lowo kepha thina sinomzali bazalwane sometimes usikhuza singakenzi nokwenza asikhuze singakafiki nofika you know because he loves us so much 0826572729 we are coming to your voice notes Ncandweni esithi umdumise njalo this morning
as easy as the touch of a button the message of life on 657 am
radio pulpit 657 am your daily companion through thick and thin Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Sibika kuwe bawo, sibika kuThixo this morning bazalwane. Good morning Anime. Lord Anime sending us a scripture the book of Psalm 100 verse 1 to 5. Lift up a great shout of joy to Yahweh. Go ahead and do it. Everyone, everywhere, hallelujah. Worship Yahweh with gladness. Sing your way into his presence with joy. And realize what this really means. We have the privilege, hallelujah, of worshiping, oh my God, Yahweh, our God. It means we have the privilege of worshiping Yahweh, our God. For he is our creator and we belong to him. We are the people of his pleasure. You can pass through his open gates with the password of praise. Come right into his presence with thanksgiving. Come bring your thanks offerings to him and affectionately bless his beautiful name. For Yahweh is always good and ready to receive you. He's so loving that it will amaze you. So kind that it will astound you. And he is famous for his faithfulness towards all. Everyone knows our God can be trusted, for he keeps his promises to every generation. What an incredible word of exaltation. That is the book of Psalm 100 taken from the Passion Translation. Umdumise njalo this morning.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Morning, morning, family. Okulumayo, Mama Mrs. Mzamba from Zimbabwe. Yabonga, family. Ukuthekuseni kunjana, ebusuku masilele. Oh, ngiyithanda uRadio Pulpit bazalwane, ngiyithanda kakhulu. Unkulunkulu sengathi angakontinuyenzela kahle ngiyabonga kakhulu na yonke ifamily imithandazo esithola lana imfundiso yonke into la ngithanda namhlanje ukuvusa abazalwane ngale ncwadi esithola ku Philippians chapter 2 verse ngiyaleka 7 kuya ku 11 you can read it for yourself ikhuluma ngegama lika Jesu ukuthi uJesu wasehlisa until kuze kube sekufeni kwesiphambano ibisi sithi ku verse 9 therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. So ngithanda ukuencourage somebody outside there ukuthi akhona amandla egameni lika Jesu igama lika Jesu malingasuki emlonyeni wakho igama lika Jesu lingaphezwa wonke amagama lithi iBhayibheli wanikezwe igama lingaphezwa wonke amagama asikhathali ukuthi into ingabe ile gama elihle kanganani kodwa sithi likhona igama lika Jesu igama libekwe phezwa wonke amagama okungekho igama lingaphezukwalo kodwa lona yilo is the name that is above above every not some of the name but every name it is above the name of Jesus is above everything every situation should bow before the name of Jesus lithi izwi yonke into wonke amadolo amadimona yakhothama egameni lika Jesu izimo ziyakhothama sickness should bow poverty should bow before the name of Jesus malibizwa so ngithanda uku encourage namhlanje kuseni mntwana kaNkuluNkulu ukuthi lingasuki igama lika Jesu emlonyeni wakho ekuseni igama lika Jesu malime emlonyeni wakho libize njalo phakathi kwezimo emsebenzini enhlizweni yakho ubhizi ngomsebenzi libize leli gama lika Jesu yonke into yakhothama izimpo zihlelelwe kunyameni ongazazi ziyakhothama mase libizwe igama lika Jesu ngoba kukhona amandla egameni lika Jesu kukhona amandla malingasuki emlonyeni wakho igama elithi Jesu not just emlonyeni but malisuke enhlizweni ulibize ngokukholwa mase silibiza leli gama ngokukholwa silibiza leli gama ngokukholwa linikezwe amanye amandla kukhona amandla egameni lika Jesu so ngithanda ukuencourage uso ever obhekane lesimo ukuthi phakamisa ifaith yakho namhlanje ngegama lika Jesu leso simo ofesane laso kumele sikhothame siyakhothama ayikho into ezosalimile egameni lika Jesu linamandla ngiyakwencourage ukuthi ungaphelelwa ngamandla likhona igama esilinikeziwe eliyisikhali esivuthayo isikhali esingazange sanqotshwa
haleluya
isikhali simiyo ngiyabonga ekuseni ngiyabonga sis Ayanda uNkulunkulu akwenzele kahle. Amen. Nabo bonke abafundisi. Izinceko nezinceko kazi zenkosi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Inspiration on 657 AM.
Yeah, where the Lord is good all the time. This morning, my family. Great sounds of music coming through with Mervis and a track titled Yahweh. And that is dedicated to our beautiful friend and sister Shalom J, who's requested it on 0826572729. It is Radio Pulpit this morning. It is Let's Praise Him 20 minutes before the top of the hour. We'll cross over now to take your calls, my family, 012-334-1322. Radio Pulpit, good morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Mama.
Oh, Mama. Uyazi uyazi lo nomubi uma sithi ilizwi likaNkuluNkulu is 24/7 naye lona uthi ilizwi lakhe li 24/7 mara ngiyaphinda futhi ngithi unamanga
haleluya unamanga mama amen
ngingumama umamnisi
hello mama
hey uyaphika naye uthi 24/7 ngoba ngikhumbula mhlazana ngimemeza ngithi nanga umntwana wenza umhlolo lapha endlini.
Ewe ma.
Bokune 58 cents efonini. Hayi, kodwa lenye khona kumele iyenze ukuthi ngiphakame ngithi hayi akekho ofana naye.
Amen mama.
Bebemkhumbuza izolo ngoba nasesitimeleni bengubanga umsindo.
Ewe ma.
Kanti labantwana bebeloku bengibheka. Bathi hayi omama lona phakathi kwesitimela uma ethi ezulwini kulawula wena
emhlabeni kulawula wena Jesus
zonke izinto zilawula
kuwe Nkosi yama Nkosi hey Nkosi
namanje ngisho njalo mama ngoba kuko konke okwenzakalayo siphila kwesinye isikhathi sibona izinto ebesingaziboni kudala kodwa noma kunjalo mama ngisasho ngithi ezulwini kulawula yena nasemhlabeni kulawula yena awu buko konke okwenzakalayo mama noma khona lo mama engimlandelayo ubuye ongidonsayo ngithi buko konke okwenzakalayo angilali ngingahlani angilali yazi angibongi nje ngoba ngibonga manje lana ngibonga
ngikhulekile
angikhulekile ukuthipha amazwi angazi mama ngikhulekile ngiphinde ngicele futhi sithando sami ngithi ungikhulekise mama ngibe umama obonga ubaba uNkulunkulu
kuko konke
angenzela kona
oh babo siyabulela mama siyabulela ngosivuselela nathi ekseni what a powerful call my family what a powerful call isikhalo sika mama umnisi ukuthi lord make me a witness make me lord god almighty ukuba my lips when I open my mouth they must praise you ah nkosi what a prayer this morning father we want to thank you for the cry of the heart of your daughter mighty father we are praying for her as we pray for ourselves that won't you raise in us mighty god an overflowing well of praise unto you that we may learn how to truly praise you lord god in the midst of all circumstances that we may learn how to praise you we are praying sincerely and asking you this morning in jesus mighty name Hallelujah. Bazalwane, amen and amen. So we bless the Lord this morning. We'll continue to take your voice notes and your calls as you get your, what's the right word, as your load shedding lifts. Because I'm realizing this morning, we're dealing with serious, serious load shedding. But we bless the Lord, Bazalwane. We are happy with every apportionment that the Lord gives to us day after day. We are happy. Siyambulela babo. The little, the plenty, siyabulela. You know, we are grateful this morning. So we're coming to you. Is it Kanti? Sieza. We're coming to you this morning on the WhatsApp line 0826572729. We are going to start with the Beatitudes, my family. I think I left here last week saying that I'm going to try and see if we can actually do like a long series on the names of God. You know, just to remind ourselves, sometimes, you know, to rekindle this relationship, obviously we need to be intentional, you know, but I'm just getting a sense that, you know, we need a teaching that is going to remind us of what we already know about God. And in the process of that, we are trusting him to reveal that which we do not yet know about him, Bazalwane. And I'm saying this not oblivious to the fact that we are seeing what God is doing. We are seeing the manifestations of the judgment of God everywhere, every corner, even in the church, by the way. We are seeing. Earlier on, we were intercepting our prayer with clips from from Papa Billy Graham. Yes, Billy Graham, earlier on in prayer. And one of the clips, you know, he was just sharing that Utiko, you know, akadlovozi, you know, he doesn't push his way through into our lives. He doesn't push his will into our lives, but he loves us to the place of obedience. So some of the things that, you know, the Lord is judging on the earth are things that he has loved us and so much to reveal to us and hope that we would obey him. And unfortunately, at some points, we did not obey God. Just yesterday, I was doing an account of my own life, and I was just going all the way back to the early 2000s. And I'm like, wow, Lord, kudala uthethintwenye. You know, I'm looking at some of the things that I struggle with. I'm like, kunini watheta, hayibo, over 10 years, uthethintweyone. You know, and yet here I am struggling, you know. But we continue, Bazalwane, sinyathela kancane, siyamcenga uThixo apha endleleni, you know, siwasivuka in his presence. It's the best place, yowasivuka. So this morning, we're going to read the first two Beatitudes, but the focus really, just what I'm sensing in my heart, the focus, you know, of our teaching and word this morning will really look at the behavior of the king, King Saul, in 1 Samuel chapter 15, Bazalwane. I just want to read it and then I'm going to come and take this call that is coming through. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 7. Let's take the call and we'll come back to the scripture of the day. We are on 012-334-1322.
The focus, you know,
Radio Pulpit, good morning.
Our teaching in word this morning will really look at the behavior of the king.
Wow.
In 1 Samuel chapter 15, Barcelona. I just want to read it and then I'm going to come.
You know, it's a serious delay. This is actually fascinating for me, by the way, when that happens. The lag time between, there's a particular caller whose lag time, I don't know, maybe they're calling from out of the country, I don't know. But it's actually quite fascinating. Anyway, so if you're trying to get through to us, the lines are definitely open. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 7. Then Saul attacked the Amalekites all the way from Havilah to Shia, near the eastern border of Egypt. He took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive, and all his people he totally destroyed with the sword. But Saul and the army spared Agag and the best of the sheep and cattle, the fat calves and lambs, everything that was good. These they were unwilling to destroy completely, but everything that was despised and weak, they totally destroyed. Amen, Bazalwane. This is the word of the Lord. And so in the scripture this morning, we are observing very closely the behavior of Saul. Uti ku Saul in First Samuel chapter 15, verse 1. Then Samuel said to Saul, I am the one the Lord sent to anoint you king over his people, Israel. So listen now to the message from the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I will punish the Amalekites for what they did to Israel when they waylaid them as they came up from Egypt. Now go and attack the Amalekites and totally destroy. Totally destroy all that belongs to them. Do not spare them. Put to death men and women, children and infants, cattle and sheep, camels and donkeys. Utuba was spare nothing that belongs to the Amalekites. Yes, Bazalwane, and funda this word. I am seeing my own behavior. You know, when the Lord says, Gukukani, and he walks into the house of your life, and at Ale kitchen, he starts destroying all the debris. He goes to the bedroom and he starts turning things upside down, destroying and revealing all these things that make us dirty. He goes to the bathroom and he reveals everything. He goes to the lounge. He starts revealing and turning upside down our houses, our bodies, our lives, Bazalwane, just trying to seek after the things that ought to be destroyed. And yet, when it is in our power to act, when the Lord says gukukani, there are certain things that we withhold. So this is fake paketeni mtaketiko. Si gukusheke now. So we take them and we cover them. We cover and we conceal these little things so that, you know, it's difficult for us to let them go. See, there sometimes we even take them to the altar and negotiate. Oh, yinibawo, can't you spare this one? Oh, yinibawo, can't I be left with this one? And the Bible tells us, Bazalwane, when the Lord saw the behavior of the verse 10, then the word of the Lord came to Samuel. The Lord seeing the behavior of the king Saul, I regret that I have made Saul king, because he has turned away from me and has not carried out my instruction. Hallelujah. Samuel was angry and he cried out to the Lord all night after he had heard the word of the Lord. May it not be so with you and I this morning, Barcelona. Hallelujah. May it not be so. So Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed, spiritually prosperous, happy, to be admired, are the poor in spirit, those devoid of spiritual arrogance, those who regard themselves as insignificant, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, both now and forever. Blessed, forgiven, refreshed by God's grace, are those who mourn over their sins and repent, for they will be comforted when the burden of sin is lifted. These are the blessings of the Lord, Bazalwane. And we are hearing very specifically and clearly that those who are blessed, those who are poor in spirit are blessed, and theirs shall be the kingdom of heaven. Who are those who are poor in spirit? Those who are devoid, or those who are not spiritually arrogant. Those who regard themselves as insignificant. You know, spiritual arrogance is what we see in the Sanhedrin and in the Pharisees. This thing of wanting to put a burden on other people's shoulders that you yourself cannot carry. A burden of the law that you yourself cannot carry. A burden of instruction that you yourself cannot carry out. Spiritual arrogance to think that I am better. You know, the Bible says they are blessed who are poor in spirit. Those Barcelona who go to the throne of God to say, Lord, you are saying I must go and attack the Amalekites. How should I do it, my father, so that I can fulfill every single element of your instruction? How should I attack, my father? What should I do with the king, Lord? Lord, what should I do with the sheep? Father, what should I do? Ask God. Just because you are trained in battle does not mean that when God gives the instruction, you are now ready to carry it out. Those who are poor in spirit, Bazalwane, they go to the Lord and they stay in the place of prayer and they say, my Lord, I know nothing, but you know everything. They say, my Lord, I am nothing, but you are everything. They say, my Lord, I can't even speak, but you are the God who spoke the existence of the earth and everything in it into being. They say, my Lord, I'm hearing your instruction, but I do not know what to do. And I am asking you, my divine helper, won't you help me this morning so that I can be excellent in executing the instruction of the Lord, so that I can be filled with faith and lacking nothing before the Lord. Those who are poor in spirit, they do not regard themselves as if they know everything. They recognize their need to rely on the Lord for their daily sustenance. They recognize their need, Bazalwane, to rely on the Lord for their very breath. Ah, this morning, may the Lord help us. May the Lord help us this morning. Hallelujah, Bangwele. May the Lord help us this morning. Glory be to Jesus. I want to come back to your voice notes, Bangwele, this morning. Wazawalungu Jehovah, may we hear the voice of the Lord speak to all of us this morning. Repent if you will. Ask the Lord for help if you will. Whatever works for your situation, may we hear the voice of the Lord this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Masimdumise rhoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenene. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina uKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Umotle naledi ya meso umotle modimo ya halalelang re a lebuwa ntate modimo wa rona re phamisetsa motso ho wena re re ntate re a lebuwa dipelo tsa rona di a kgoma mafatshe modimo re re ba hona ya kalo ka wena ntate rona maodimo wana modimo ya matla ohle ntate itseng ho rapelwe lebitso la hae le phame go se ke be wa bana le modimo o monya rapelwang empe e be wena fela re a dumela mme re a leboga ntate modimo ka lebitso la hao le matla o re tsositse Jehova go ne o sena modimo o monya ka kgonang go ka re tsosa ntate wa ka ya lokileng matla gao a bona hetse le o seng gwa letsatsi la ka jenong tate modimo dipelo tsa rona di nyakaletse ka gare go rona gore fa monyetla wa go kopanela ditshebeletso mmogo le bana ba bo rona modimo wa ka matlong a kopanelo ntate wa ka ya lokileng ka lebitso le maatla la morena jeso morena re a o theoletsa jehova wa magotla re a o theoletsa mopule wa rona ka lebitso le maatla la morena jeso ntate modimo ke fafatsa madi a morena jeso kreste dikerekeng tse ipitsang ka lebitso la gao ke a fafatsa modimo wa ka ke aga lerako la mollo le potipotile meago eo jehova ka lebitso la gao le maatla ke tlatsa madi a kreste dijareteng modimo wa ka ke tlatsa madi a kreste modimo wa ka ka gare ditulo tsotlhe ntate modimo ke di fafatsa ka madi a morena jeso ke chesa thato yotlhe ya mollotsana a sekebe ya kena modimo wa ka ka maqiti a gae ka matlhale a gae a fosaetse tsing tate modimo mo lo ha o timeletsang o motimeletsa sa qala o kena ka gate Jehova empa bo hle ba lokolotsong o kena tshebeletso le tsa tsinla ka jeno ntate ha ba kene ba hate ho di mamadi ba hate ho di mamadi modimo wa ka ba thulo ho di mamadi ba khurumetswe ke madi a ha o ntate wa ka ya lukileng ka lebitso le matla la morena Jesu mahala le dio maphelo a rona tota yo hle ke ha o morena bo hle ke ba ha o boholo bo hle ke ba ha o ntate rona maotimo ka lebitso le matla la morena Jesu re a boka molupulu wa rona re a boka ntate ka lebitso le matla la morena Jesu amen.
Amen.
Amogela melaetsa ya thero, tutloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook pageng ya rona. Nna leloko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
Wena wazizizwe ngezizwe hallelujah bangcwele. This is where we leave it this morning. Ayi bazalwane sishiya kanye kanye imbiza xa isathi yavuthwa ngenxa yexesha. We welcome you brother Mlungisi. The Lord bless you my brother. Shalom Jay, hallelujah. Thank you so much. Shalom Jay says, and it is like when your mother cleans out your cupboard and throw away all your sentimental hoarding, then you hurry after and go and take it back. Yeah, that is exactly what we do with our sin, the one that the Lord wants us to let go of. You take it back from the trash can, and when what we attach sentiment to might be spiritual trash to the Lord. Yeah, bazalwane, no. Uthethile uba osimvile. My sister Tepi will play 30 seconds of this prayer. We love you so much, my family. Let's have a spirit-filled, a surrendered week ahead. The Lord bless you so much.
Good morning, Ayanda and family. Tobani ku Yehova umhlaba
wonke.
Konzani u Yehova ngentandulu. Gonqobo nize ebusweni bakhe ngentandulu kwasovuyo. Yazini ukuba u Yehova unguthixo nguye osidalileyo asisithi thina abantu bakhe ngegusha zendlela lakhe. Didn't you know this morning? Haven't you heard that our Lord is an everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth? He will not grow tired or weary.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Glory of Christ by laying down your flesh. May I show forth the glory of Christ by laying down my flesh and allowing the life of the Spirit to shine forth and draw all men unto Christ. It's exactly 7. We're crossing over to church here on Radio Pulpit.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.